So it was a very busy day in Dubai. I had some meetings that day, and I was actually quite overwhelmed from everything that was happening in the last days. So I rented a AMG GTR, the green one, and I went out to take some space for myself. So it was in the gym, working out and reflecting on what I did the last days and weeks, working with my clients, starting new company projects, working with my mentor, and learning, and being constantly challenged by new things happening around me, towards me, with me, and without me. And so I wanted to take some space. And I used this as an opportunity to get back to myself, let's say it like this. So what I did was I went to a hotel in Dubai called Burj Al Arab, the one with the sail, you know? So I thought, you know what, I'm gonna go there, just relax for 2 days and just take my time. And what I did was I had a rule for myself, and this rule was doing nothing else but just being with myself, looking out to the sea, looking out to the pool, being in my hotel room or being at the pool, being by the pool, which is fine as well. And just, you know, oh, relaxing, taking the time and letting the things that happened to me or that I was doing in the last weeks digest. So I was in the hotel room and it was okay, and I even took a bath, and I had my notebook writing things down. And then I thought, you know, why not going to the pool? So I went downstairs to the sea level of the hotel, and then I laid down at the pool. And there I was relaxing, taking some time, looking out to the sea and just, you know, seeing the water and the horizon, and that's it. And then I look to the left, and then there's a woman. I'm like, oh shit. And I was like, okay, no. You know, it's about taking the space for myself, relaxing and reflecting. So I took a look at the woman and I looked away, because I didn't want to look too long. So I looked away. I had my eyesight, my gaze, looking around the horizon, and then again, this woman. And I tried to relax, you know, tried to stay cool and say, like, no, okay. Just be with yourself, ignore it. And then she went into the pool. And then there was this voice in my head saying, you know what? I mean, you can just talk to her. It could be like, it could be destiny, it could be something. So just go there, talk to her. You will see what will happen. You know, if it's gonna fit, if it's gonna fit, then it's gonna be fine. And so I have all those arguments and voices in my head. And then there's this other voice saying, no. You just want to be with yourself. You don't want to talk to anyone. You don't want to do anything except just looking at the sea or the wall of your hotel room or the pool. And that's it. No, don't talk to anyone. Don't call anyone. Just do the things that are really necessary if there's something, some emergency coming up. But the rest of it, just take your space. Yes. But there was this other voice, and this other voice said, go ahead, talk to that woman. Okay, so I stood up from the chair, walked to the pool. I mean, just because I wanted to be by myself, of course, yeah. And then there was this woman in the pool. And then it was just too difficult to not ask her why she's there, like just by herself, and what she's doing in Dubai, and why? And she said, yeah, you know, and I'm a like we introduced each other. Right? So, and she said, yeah, and lingerie model and just here doing some shoots in Dubai and enjoying the life. I was like, oh yeah, that's great. Yeah, you know, I'm wanting to take my space, and now there's this woman. Perfect. So you can imagine what happened, and I don't want to dig too deep now into this, but there's one thing that I realized today, which I could make a big part of, like feeling of peace with myself. And there was a big realization that I had today that led to having less self-hate and accepting myself even more. And that is connected to the story that I just told you. And I need to maybe get a little bit before that even. And that was when I was 14, I started my first company. It was a marketing company, so I sold marketing services to other companies, and it was quite successful, so that I was able to travel the world when I was finished with school, so when I was 18, 19. So I was just traveling the world, and I enjoyed the world, and having built like this small little company where I was able to just travel, enjoy, and not having to work too much, but just the right amount so that I don't get too lazy. And so now being 29, this is now 15 years ago. Or when I started traveling the world and finished school, that is now 11 years ago. Damn it, 11 years already. That is right. Yeah, when I was 18. Now I'm 29. Yes, that's right. So, and at that time, I took some space to reflect, what do I want to do? And for me, it was clear that I want to build companies and want to become more and more rich. So I had the possibility to travel around the world and earning my own money. And that worked fine. And at that time, for example, I read this book, like The 4-Hour Work Week by Tim Ferriss. And I was like, okay, you know, I'm going to implement this into my life. And then that's fine. And that's what I did. So traveling around New Zealand and Canada at that time, and it was a beautiful life. It was okay. But it was not enough, so I wanted to have more. So I came back to Germany and started new companies. And there was basically two companies at that time. There was one that is an online marketing consulting company in Germany, which was a very small one when I bought the first shares of it in Germany at that time. So it was now when I was 20 or 19 or something. So I got into this company first. And I had the opportunity to buy shares of it. It was just an opportunity where I was sure, okay, if I invest my time and my money in it, it can grow even bigger. And because it wasn't that big at that time, but I saw the potential, seeing how big consulting companies, especially for online marketing in the US, were at that time. And in Germany, there weren't that many. So I thought, okay, you know what? Why don't we build something like this in Germany? So I had like my other shareholders and I had my team. And so we invested a lot of time, and I invested a lot of time in managing this company, building it up and making it grow. And then I had another company as well, which I bought shares of, which was a dietary supplement company producing supplements and selling them to, this case was it for women between 30 and 60 wanting to lose weight. So, and that's what I did. And I said already, I started quite early with online marketing when I was 14. So I had like a lot of experience in this case, in this field, and I knew what to do to let those products be sold via online marketing by doing ads, by doing funnels, by doing all this online marketing stuff. And that was quite successful. So by the time of 24, my companies that I had shares of at that time made around 30 million euros revenue per year, which is important to say that I wasn't alone. I had my team, I had my other shareholders, I had my employees, my team members, and we built these companies together. And as well, it was just revenue. You know, the gross margin that what came, what I lived from at the end, it was fine. You can imagine, but It's not 30 million. You know, that was just revenue at that time. So, and that was when I was, 23, 24. And, you know, being 24, having these companies, having like at that time the cars and getting the attention, I had this voice in my head saying, you know, you want to have more from life. You want to be more and more successful. You want to make more and more money. You want to build even more successful companies, and you want to get to a place where you can brag even more about what you have done. Because now at the time, that is okay, but me being 24 at the time, looking to Russia or Dubai, they were like 18 years old or 19 years old or whatever, making millions and millions and millions and crazy revenues and having crazy success. And I worked my ass off and didn't have this success as those people were having. So I thought, you know what, there must be something else to success. There must be something else. So that's when I basically decided to leave everything behind. So I stopped working in those for those companies. I sold the shares, and I started from scratch. And that was basically because, first of all, I wanted to create something bigger, and secondly, because these companies that I build, they didn't fully resonate with my values. Yeah, you know, it was this feeling of, it's not really, really coming from my heart. It's just something that I do to get to a certain place, but it's not like, what, this is what I love to do. And this is the way that I love to build those companies. So I thought there must be something else to it. Therefore, I left. And what I did was I traveled around the world to get to know how companies can be built even bigger and even more successful. That's when I started different projects and really started to get to know with the idea of high performance. Having worked with people who were the coaches of Formula One world champions or Hollywood actors or some of the most successful CEOs in the world. And that's when I thought, okay, you know, I want to be like those people. And I want to get to those goals, and I want to reach those goals, and I want to be even more and more successful. So I went out and I tried to adapt this kind of lifestyle to my life. Doing more and more this kind of high performance work. Just to be sure, be clear, when I was still back in Germany, I tried to do this kind of high performance work as well. You know, what I had in mind at the time of high performance, and that was getting up at 4:20 in the morning, going to the gym, afterwards driving to the office, and then working my ass off until the night, and then going back home, eating, sleeping until 4:20, getting up, and so on and so on, and repeating this every day. But this led to a situation that I really was annoyed of, because my body didn't feel good at that time. My brain didn't feel good at that time, and it felt like, okay, it looks like high performance from the outside, but it doesn't feel like high performance from the inside. It's not that I really did the things that made me create a better output. No, what I did was I did the things that were looking from the outside, like I was working my ass off. Because I thought, when people think that I'm working my ass off, I'm going to be successful. And I can trick the people that I actually don't have the results that are as efficient as a high performer would have. It's just this, where I created this feeling of, you know, I am a high performer. and being exhausted all the time. That is having those videos on Instagram and YouTube where they're like, you know, you have to get up even earlier. You have to work your ass off. You have, that's what I'm doing, getting up early, doing this, that. And as I already talked about the results that I had at the time, it was okay, especially where I'm coming from. It was like, okay, you know, I achieved those results that my surrounding is expecting of me and that I myself am expecting of myself. But it's this feeling of there must be something that I can do to be more efficient because I feel shit. I don't enjoy what I'm doing and the results that I'm having are okay. But then there was constantly this question because I didn't do it myself. So I had my team, I had my shareholders, I had my employees having this question of what is it that I am capable of? What is it that I'm doing or where am I hiding behind my employees or my shareholders so that I don't get evaluated, so that I don't see what output I really create? So that's when I decided, you know, there must be more. I want to have more. So, and this as a backstory, me now trying to build something that has more this approach of, okay, I'm now going to be a high performer. I'm not going to do things that are like super efficient. Building a big company, having a big vision, not just building a German company, like a small one, but a big international company with international clients, with international companies in other countries, not just this where I'm coming from type of structure. And at that time, working with my mentor very closely to learn about the mechanisms of high performance. And as said, he, for example, is working with Formula One drivers, helping them to become world champion. And me, like accompanying him in that time, working with some of his clients and being a client from him as well and learning about these basics of high performance. And that was at a time where the story that I told you at the beginning when I was in Dubai talking to that woman, although I just wanted to be by myself. And interesting is that I left out one important key fact, and that is that I had an invitation to meet the founder of Ethereum together with some other people a few days later on a yacht in Dubai. So having like big business opportunities and being able to grow and to do things that are way bigger than what I knew from the past. So what happened was I went out with this woman and I actually forgot about this opportunity, about this evening with the yacht. And it was when I was in my apartment reflecting on the day that I was like, oh shit. There was this big opportunity and I didn't take it. I just let it slip away. I was like, fuck, I'm here to build companies. I'm here to become more and more successful. And what I'm doing is just wasting my time. Just having fun. What the fuck? Huh? I don't want to have, I'm not here to just have fun. To just enjoy my time, I'm here to become more and more successful. So, and reflecting at that time, I saw that there was something happening too often to not see it as a pattern. Because there were actually a couple of those cases where I had the opportunity to meet other potential business partners, meet very big clients, or just learn from some very successful CEOs. But a couple of times it happened that I either forgot those appointments, or I got sick, or I just didn't, like, I told myself, you know, that's not important, although clearly in hindsight, I could see that this was important. This could have been like a very good meeting. Yeah, but I didn't do it. I didn't take it. So why I'm telling you this story is because maybe you have some of those situations in your life as well, where you see, like, you know, there are those chances. And those chances would be super important that I take them to become more successful, but that I just don't take them. There's this opportunity and you feel like this is what I need to do to get more clients, or this is what I need to do to buy the bigger, next bigger company, or this is what I need to do to get the information to become more and more successful. But you just don't do it. That's what I did. And that's what I did again and again and again. And now here comes the pattern into it. It was clearly connected to three things, to beautiful men and women, to cars, and to, well, actually, no, only those two things. Either meeting beautiful men and women or cars, like those sports cars, elite cars, and so on. So what happened was every time those two things came into my life, I tend to lose the stability and the tension I needed to get the results that I want. I tend to forget some appointments. I tend to forget my morning yoga. I tend to forget to stretch before I go to sleep. I tend to eat things that don't do very well for me, like that don't feel very well. I tend to talk to people that are very slow and, you know, those energy suckers. Yes, that's what I did. And interestingly enough, once I realized this pattern, every time I got into connection with this, on the other hand, my performance went down. I had to realize, you know, once I realized that this is a pattern, I started to fight it. So I was like, oh shit, yeah, I need to get rid of those beautiful cars, beautiful men, beautiful women in my life, because I just want to do high performance. But now there was a situation that made it even worse or difficult, let's take it like this, because I met a woman, and she is beautiful. And she was beautiful at that time already. And I met her, and then she was smart as well. And then she was conscious as well, and she looked at herself. And then I was like, but I don't want to be with you, because every time when I'm around beautiful women, I lose my performance, because the only thing that I have in my mind is the basic things that men have in their mind. So, fuck. And yes, that's what I had in my mind, but fuck was more like a swear word at that point, but it was fitting. Yeah. Damn it, yeah, I'm in a situation where I was like, you know what, I want to have a better performance, but this person coming into my life, just making it worse. Because every time I'm with her, every time I'm close to her, I really enjoy it. I really like it, but my performance is letting go of my performance. letting go of those basic principles of high performance. I was like, damn it. And this woman, like, made it so difficult for me to not be with her because I really was impressed by what she was saying, what she was doing, and how she was looking, and what I was feeling around her, that I needed to start to hate her because I didn't want to lose my ability to do high performance. But every time I have those situations close to me, I did. Damn it. What do I do now? So I fought it. I was trying to fight it very hard. Like I was rejecting this woman for months and months and months. Even years. Saying, no, I can't be with you. I need to do the performance. But on the other hand, what I did was my performance got worse and worse and worse. I even reached a point where I had a burnout. Or where I felt burned out. Let's say it like this, it's not that I really had a burnout, but I felt burned out. It was like, what the fuck is happening here? Why? Why is my brain doing this to me? Fuck. And I was hating myself. I was hating myself for loving a woman. And I was hating myself for having a need that was contradicting to my other need. So, shit, you know, being in a situation where I can't do the things that I want to do. By the way, this woman is another woman than the one from the Burj Al Arab thing. Yeah, she was just a fling. It was nothing serious. But with her, I thought, okay, this is serious. And that made it even worse. So it's those situations in your life where you start to maybe switch your heart off, because your heart tells you things that you are afraid are going to lead you to pain, painful experiences. So I switched my heart off. It was like, okay, I don't want to have to do anything with you. Trying to ignore her, trying to reject her. It didn't work though. Because every time when I was sitting somewhere at a beautiful place, I couldn't do anything else but just think of her. I was living in Vienna, I was living in Bali, I was living in Dubai, living in Paris, sitting in beautiful cafes and thinking, you know, if I would have, or in Sweden, in Stockholm as well, if I would just spend this time now with this woman, it would be even better. But then on the other hand, having the thought of, yeah, but I would lose my performance. So, but as my brain obviously really wanted to be with her, what did my brain need to do? Make sure I can't deliver any performance. Making sure that I lose every motivation to do the performance. So leading to a situation that was even worse. Okay, I didn't explain yet why I have this pattern where when I'm with beautiful men, women, and cars, that I lose my performance. And that's something I'm going to explain later. Yeah? Because you want to translate this to yourself as well. And when I talk about having less performance, it's basically that I didn't stick to the basic habits of being a high performer. So, you know, what I did was I made sure that every time I rejected this woman, I had more pain. Every time that I rejected this woman, that I became less successful. Because I really wanted to be with her, and if I would have been successful without her, it could have been that I wouldn't be with her. So my heart said, you know what, go into this direction. But I was sure being with her would mean that I'm going to be not a good performer as well.
So the decision that I had to take was, okay, you know what? I'm going to listen to my heart. And listening to my heart means maybe it's going to be painful. Maybe there's going to be some things that aren't going to help me to be a high performer. And I thought, like, you know what, but this feeling that I have around this person is just so much better that I'm willing to let go of this version of myself. So I let go of it. And until today, yes, it was today, I hated myself for this part that I don't do natural high performance when I'm around beautiful women, beautiful men, and cars. It's so stupid. I know it sounds stupid. Why those three things? I'm gonna explain it. And I hated myself for it. I thought, like, shit, you let go of so big opportunities and you didn't take them. What kind of loser are you? What kind of asshole? How dumb? How crazy do you have to be? Why are you so dumb? You know, having those thoughts where you talk like bad about yourself. And I know, yeah, there are those books that tell you you have to control your thoughts and you have to control your whatever, and then it's gonna be good. Yeah, but you can't. Yeah. Try to sit there and don't think of anything. Yes, that people tell you that this is real meditation. What the fuck? How should this work? Like when you don't think of anything and you tell yourself don't think of anything, you're gonna start think of anything, and you're gonna start think of not thinking of something, which is thinking of something. So it's not gonna work. So, like, thank you for those beautiful advices to all those spiritual healing books. It's not working for me. I tried it. The only approach that worked for me was that I listened to those voices and that I got to know me and my systems and my patterns better and start using them. And now here's the thing. My big belief is that for high performance, I need to be able to take on responsibility. The more successful I become, the more clients I have, the more employees I have, the more women or children or whatever I have, the more I need to take responsibility. But responsibility for me in my head means that I'm not being as free as I would love to be. And responsibility means that I'm not going to be as easy to fulfill my needs that I have. So, and this is now connected to me starting with my first company when I was 14 and growing up in a constellation, family constellation, and surrounding where it is not natural to listen to your instinct, or where it is not natural to listen to your needs, yeah? Where some needs are condemned. Like, you shouldn't have a lot of sex with other women. You shouldn't have a lot of sex with other men. You shouldn't be free. You shouldn't do whatever you want to do, because this means that there's going to be pain for other people in your relationship or in whatever you're doing. Yeah? You should restrict yourself eating the things that are not making you fat. You should restrict yourself not living kind of sexuality where you explore yourself, but living this kind of, you find your partner and you're going to have sex with this partner for the rest of your life, which means that you're going to have sex for the first 10 years of your relationship and afterwards nothing. That's what I learned. Now, me being a young man, starting to work with my first companies and only focusing on the work, when other people around me, being a teenager, were out partying, celebrating, exploring themselves, getting to know who they are, getting to know their needs, getting to know their sexuality, getting to know and listening to their needs, to their basic instinct needs. I didn't. So, and there was this thing in me saying, okay, when I take on responsibility, I can't do those experiences anymore. I can't explore myself. I can't listen to myself. I can't explore my sexuality. I can't explore my needs, my basic instincts and my basic primitive needs. Now, my basic primitive needs were connected to sexuality and to those things as like having a big party where everyone is celebrating me, or having those big cars and having those primitive standard things you would think about somebody who's successful in young years. Me having this voice in my head saying like, this is a waste of money, this is a waste of time, this is not faithful, you're hurting your woman when you explore your sexuality, you're hurting other people, don't do this. But then there's this other voice saying, I really want to do it, I really want to explore myself, I really want to find out who is it that I am, what is it that I want, what are my needs? Because I didn't know, and I still don't know, and I'm still exploring it, but I knew even less at that time. So I reached a point where I was like, you know what, shit. Every time when I'm connected to those things, to beautiful woman, beautiful man, and when I say beautiful woman, beautiful man, it's not just that they are looking beautiful, it's like that it's a generalization of that I'm attracted to them. It could be that they're looking great, it could be that they are having a specific something from on their aura, their charisma, whatever. The way they talk, the way they feel, their energy could be whatever. It's just that I'm generalizing it. And then just beautiful cars. And then every time I'm around it, there's this voice in my head saying on this part of myself from my youth that I didn't fulfill, that I didn't listen to. And this part is not a natural high performer. This part is just, let's fucking enjoy life. Let's do whatever feels good in the moment. Let's enjoy. Let's see what comes next. But this part is underdeveloped. So it is suppressed, you know, a little bit like when I connect to this part of myself, you know, the last Harry Potter movie where the soul part of Voldemort is lying in the King's Cross station. And it looks just like an ugly, dead thing lying there on the ground. That's what this part feels in myself. Being neglected for years and years and years. And every time I listen to this part gets so loud and so powerful that I can't control it. And it's like, yeah, but I want to feel it. I want to live it. I want to experience myself. I want to have the freedom. I want to do anything that I want. So then just me being there building my company, and every time that there's something where I need to take more responsibility, I'm like, fuck it, no, I don't want to have this responsibility. Every time I meet this beautiful woman, I'm like, wow, that's perfect. That's interesting what she's saying. Like, she looks great. I'm into her. My brain has like, yeah, but that would mean a lot of responsibility. So me being afraid of taking on this responsibility because this part wants to be healed. And when I choose to let this part be healed, it might be that there are other parts coming up that are not connected to just a disciplined high performer. It could be that those parts, when they are coming up, are connected to some parts of my youth where I just want to lay around and enjoy or whatever, do whatever. You know, that's it. Just let the things happen. And what I found out is, and that is something that I realized today, is that when I want to start believing myself that I can take on more responsibility, that I want to do it in a holistic way, not having to switch off this part. Because what I observe a lot is that men or women who don't listen to this part have them coming up when they are 40, 50, 60, not being able to control it, having affairs, leaving their family behind, having to hurt other people, having to hurt themselves, having a lot of self-hate in them. So I was like, you know what, I want to discover this part and I want to listen to this part and I know I don't want to be like this. And that was when today I realized it makes sense that I didn't take those opportunities. It's not that my brain wanted to hurt me. No, my brain wanted to protect me. Because it knew that when I took on those responsibilities, I'm not going to be able to deliver. It knew when I'm going to take on those responsibilities, I'm not going to be able to fulfill those needs. Or just not being sure that I can fulfill those needs, just being afraid that I can't fulfill them. So it could even be that I can, but in my head, there's this connection between when I take on responsibility, I can fulfill it. So now being at a time, at a point where I realize, okay, it's important to take on those things, to not ignore this part in me anymore, to listen to it and to accept it, to respect it, because if I don't, I'm going to be frustrated in this part for the rest of my life, and I don't want to be. I want to be able to listen to myself. I want to be able to listen to my heart. I want to be able to make peace with myself. I want to be able to be a natural high performer and not needing to listen to 10 affirmations every day and reciting them 100 times, to just be able to then force myself to do the things. Yeah, then I'm only going to be able to have the results with my consciousness, but not with my subconsciousness, because my subconsciousness I have to switch off. So that's what I want to share with you today. Maybe you have different situations or other things where you feel like, you know, every time you want to do something, you're not doing it. It happens again and again that you, even if you want to be more disciplined, you are not. And this can be on all levels. This can be when you are a professional athlete, and this can be when you're already a very successful CEO, and this can as well be when you're just at the beginning. And I said in this podcast, I want to share with you what I learned about myself, because I want to share with you, maybe to give you the possibility to make peace with yourself in those parts. That's what I am doing. And that now, sharing this with you feels special, and I'm thankful for it. Grateful. It is a little bit embarrassing being 29 and still having this childish parts in me that are not fulfilled. Where I feel like, you know, what the fuck? I need to fulfill needs that are basically for a teenager. But yes, that's it. And if I don't allow it, I'm going to be unfulfilled, unhappy, and frustrated. So maybe you can translate it to you. And with this, I wish you a beautiful week. And I'm thankful that you're listening to this podcast or watching this YouTube video. And it is a lot of fun for me to take this space every week to reflect and to share my insights with you. I wish you a beautiful day, and see you soon. Bye-bye.